Kausap natin si Pastor Ian Domicilio ng FCF Life Center, isang Kristiyanong simbahan. At tatanungin natin siya kung bakit ang kanyang boto doon sa kasal ng parehong sex ay hindi. Magandang hapon, Pastor Ian.
Oh, magandang hapon naman.
Bakit sumasalungat kayo doon sa panukala ng gobyerno na baguhin yung batas sa kasal ng mga tao?
Kasi ang marriage ay instituted by God. That is in the Bible, na it's between a covenant relationship between a man and a woman. And we cannot really change the definition of marriage according to the Bible. The law and the government can change their definition, but according to God's institution in Genesis, that's really between a man and a woman. So regardless of what they do, as a Christian, I would rather follow the instruction of God as to what really marriage is all about. It's between a man and a woman for the propagation of children, for the future generation, not just for now. Because if we do change that definition, then what's preventing people from marrying an animal or marrying a car or anything? Marriage, technically, is between a man and a woman. So if we change the definition, we might as well change it for anything else. But as far as I'm concerned, the future generation of the nation between a man and woman would be based on the definition according to the Bible, and that's the purpose of marriage. In terms of equality, it's really a misnomer because they already have all the rights at the moment to distribute their assets if they are the same sex. They can distribute, they can share, they can actually have that relationship for themselves, but if we're talking about marriage, it's a different thing altogether. People can cohabitate and they can have kids if they are of the same sex, but we're talking about marriage here. It's really the definition according to God. So we're not really talking about the same thing.
Yeah. Ang argumento ng mga nagtataguyod ng kasal ng parehong sex ay ito ay tungkol sa kalayaan, freedom nila na magmahal ng gusto nila. Una yon. Pangalawa, yung kanilang panukala ay under the civil law, hindi religious law. Sa madaling sabi, ang question dito ay mga batas ng bansa. Papayagan ba ng batas na mag-asawa ang parehong sex pero not necessarily sa ilalim ng isang relihiyon? Yon ang kanilang argumento.
That's the issue because in essence, if we talk about equality, they already have all the rights at the moment. They can have relationship, they can have kids, they can share their properties. So in essence, nandun na. Ngayon, that's what I'm saying. The law can change their definition of marriage at any time they want, but we are talking here about an institution that was instituted by God. So I don't really think we should base our legislation tuwali dun sa kautusan ng Diyos. As a Christian, that's my stand. And also, the purpose, what's the purpose of marriage? Isn't that to perpetuate the future generation? Paano naman yung mga same sex? How can you, well, hindi naman yung purpose ng marriage eh. Ang purpose ng marriage is to propagate, sabi nga,
multiply.
Go and multiply.
Yeah.
So how can you multiply kung same-sex kayo? Hindi naman tayo asexual. May mga animals na asexual na they can actually create another limb, another frog or anything. Because that's how they were created by God. We have been created by God with an egg and also with a sperm so that the purpose of which is for a union and for future generation.
Mm.
Yung ino namang sinasabi naman natin na hindi sila equal. They already have all the rights. Ako nga, pag nagwago ako ng tax, ano ba ang partner mo? Babae ba? Lalaki? Doesn't matter. Kasi sabi ko, they can share their properties. They can share kung ano gusto mong yan yung superannuation mo, ibigay mo sa partner mo. Wala. Nagko-cohabitate na sila ngayon. Ano pang gusto nila? Gusto lang palitan ang definition ng marriage. So, we're talking about different thing here altogether.
Okay. Bandang huli, ano sa palagi ninyo, Pastor, ang magiging resulta nitong survey na ito? Ito na may survey lang eh. Palagay niyo ay mananalo yung botong hindi o yung botong oo?
At the moment, there is a very big issue here, Louie, na hindi pa nila ina-address. It's about religious freedom.
Mm.
Kaya nga ito si ano, inaano ni Morrison na to pass a legislation kasi kung halimbawa manalo ang yes, ang problema nito, paano na yung mga pastor, paano yung mga imam na ayaw nilang magkasal ng mga same sex?
Hmm.
Will they be discriminated against? Hmm. Ano yung religious freedom natin? Kasi ang tinatawag natin, what about the freedom of the kids? Kung gusto ng mga bata na nanay at tatay, wala na bang tayo, bigyan natin karapatan ang mga bata natin sa future? Kaya ang ano natin dito talaga ay, they really should deal with the religious freedom first, kasi mahirap na kung mapas itong legislation na to, eh, hindi si Pastor Ritan, eh, pwede ba siyang umayaw na hindi magkasal kung merong babae, lalaki sa simbahan.
Magkakaroon siya ng civil liability pagka ganun. Diba? Sumusuway siya sa batas.
Oo, pwede kang tanggalan ng lisensya.
Yeah.
Ganun.
License, kailangan na
natin,
tama.
Iuna mo, first things first, it takes, ano mo natin yung religious freedom and then plebiscite. Yan right. Ang ano ni Morrison ngayon, nirarush niya sa parliament yung religious freedom to protect the rights of people who really are into, you know, religious.
Ayaw nila. Yeah.
Oh, ayaw nila. Sabagay,
may batas kasi.
Natin, kaya, batas yun eh.
Uh-oh. Okay, kausap natin si Pastor Ian Domicilo ng FCF Life Center. Maraming salamat, Pastor, sa iyong mga opinion. Alam kong makakatulong yan sa mga nakikinig sa atin.
Okay, thank you, Louie.
Salamat po. Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.